Well, we just heard our Lord say what is his mission statement. I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And that encapsulates everything that our Lord Jesus Christ did when he lived amongst us 2,000 years ago. And what this really illustrates for us is that the heart of our Lord's earthly life was his humility. It encompassed everything. He came to do the will of the Father, and that is the epitome of humility. So I want to talk with you this morning about humility and how important it is in our lives as Christians. But in order to do that, I have to begin by talking about its opposite, which is pride. Do you know that of the seven deadly sins, numero uno is pride? It's at the very top of the list. It is number one. Why is that? Well, of course, if you go back to Genesis chapter 3, it's the first sin that we see detailed there. For pride, at its heart, is arrogating to oneself the unique prerogatives of God. And in Genesis, that is exactly what we see when Adam and Eve are grasping at the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They want to determine for themselves what is good. They want to determine what is evil. And indeed, the serpent himself said, if you do that, you will be like God. And that is arrogating to ourselves the prerogative of God. It's worth noting that in Revelation chapter 12, when Saint Michael the archangel kicks butt, to put it bluntly, and sends Lucifer out of heaven, that the name Saint Michael, Saint Michael, means who is like God. That's what the name Michael means, who is like God. Do you get it? It's a taunt. He is taunting Lucifer, who says, we can be like God. And Saint Michael says, no one is like God. No one can arrogate to themselves the prerogative that is God's alone. And what is important for us to realize is this pride, this grasping at the knowledge of good and evil, isn't some sort of distant theological idea that we just find in Genesis chapter 3. Back in 1992, the United States Supreme Court, in a ruling in a case called Casey versus Planned Parenthood, said this about human liberty. Listen to these words from the United States Supreme Court. At the heart of liberty is the right to define for one's own self the concept of existence, the meaning of the universe, and the mystery of human life. At the heart of liberty is the right to define for oneself the concept of existence, the meaning of the universe, and the mystery of human life. That was the Supreme Court of the United States. That sounds to me like Genesis chapter 3. Deciding for ourselves what is good and what is evil. And I would suggest to you this morning that this is now the mission statement of the vast majority of the people living in the Western world today. That we decide for ourselves what existence is about, the meaning of the universe, and the mystery of human life. But here's the real problem with pride and this way of living. It is boring. When you arrogate to yourselves the prerogatives of God, you have, in the words of Saint Augustine, in a very vivid phrase, become incurvatus in se. Incurvatus in se, which is a Latin word that means life caved in on itself. Life turned inward rather than a life that is turned outward towards God. The Swiss theologian Hans Wurz von Balthasar has this vivid way of depicting pride compared with humility. He talks about pride as living in an ego drama, whereas true humility is living in God's theodrama. Isn't that interesting? An ego drama where I'm the writer of the script, I'm the producer, I'm the actor, I determine everything. That's life turned in on itself. Whereas when we live in God's theodrama, we recognize that God is the one who's producing the story. He's writing it. He is directing it. And when we surrender ourselves to God, we begin to live. The problem with the ego drama is that we then become like a bunch of people who are on a bus, and we are driving through the most beautiful countryside imaginable. But what we have done is we've pulled down all of the shades in the bus. It's dark, and we're fighting with one another about who's going to have the seat at the front of the bus. That is the ego drama vividly depicted. And the antidote for the ego drama, the antidote for pride, is humility. This word humility comes from the Latin humilitas, which comes from the root word humus or humus, which means of the ground, of the earth. To be humble is to be close to the earth, to be close to reality. If any of you have read Dante's Divine Comedy, in the second section of that poem called Purgatory, Purgatory is depicted as a seven-story mountain representing the seven deadly sins. And the people need to be purged of each of these sins as they climb to the top of Mount Purgatory so they can then enter into paradise. And it's very interesting that the prideful, do you know what they're carrying? Boulders on their backs. Why is that? Well, Dante wants to vividly show us that they purposefully have to be pushed down to the earth, to the ground, so that they can get to the reality of things. Now think back to Genesis. Adam was created how? Out of the dust, out of the earth, out of the very ground. To be human. Human. Humilitas. Is to really understand what our identity, our calling, and our purpose is all about. And when Jesus says that we have been created for eternal life, at the very heart of this eternal life is this understanding of what it is to be humble. For what is heaven going to be about? There's not going to be any pride in heaven. It will all be about those who have said, "You are God." And we, with St. Michael, will say, who is like God? No one is like God. I love the way St. Augustine contrasts pride and humility this way. When a physician, in the treatment of a disease, cures certain outward symptoms, but not the cause that produces them, his cure is only temporary. So long as the cause remains, the disease may return. That the cause then of all diseases, listen to this, the cause of all diseases, that is pride, might be eradicated, the Son of God humbled himself. Why are you proud, O man? The Son of God humbled himself for you. It might shame you, perhaps, to imitate a humble man, but imitate at least a humble God. Isn't that great? He came not to just deal with the symptoms, but to deal with the root cause, which is, as St. Augustine said, pride. May we, with St. Michael, ask the question, who is like God? And learn the humble way of Jesus. We don't want the Supreme Court to determine our mission statement. No. Our mission statement is the mission statement of Jesus, who came down from heaven, not to do my own will, he said, but to do the will of him who sent me. Prideful brothers and sisters who struggle with me with this deadly sin, thanks be to God that the doctor, Jesus Christ, has come to deal with the heart of this terrible disease.